Here's what's going on the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday. It's day one of the 143rd British Open Golf Tournament at Hoylake, England, on the Royal Liverpool course. The big storyline, Rory McIlroy, 6 under 66. He birdied three of the first six holes. He's red hot going into the Open. The other bigger story, Tiger Woods, who teed off at 1 a.m. Pacific time, fought back from bogey-bogey at the start, went 3 under 69. He's just three strokes back of McIlroy. Meanwhile, Mateo Manassero had five birdies on the back nine in the clubhouse at 67. Jim Furyk in a big group at 68. Ricky Fowler at 69. Phil Mickelson teed off late. Mickelson has been in the top 10 just once this season. In Major League Baseball, Padres workout day, Petco Park, preparing to start the second half of the season Friday night against the Mets. Meanwhile, the Padres continue their search for a general manager candidate, but one of the hot names has backed off. Seventh candidate for the vacant GM job pulls out. Logan White, assistant general manager of the Dodgers, has indicated he will stay in L.A. And Padre pitcher Houston Street, back from the All-Star Game festivities, has confirmed he met with the Padres front office. He was told there's a distinct possibility of a trade to another club before the 31st of the month. In Houston, a huge war of words continues between number one draft pick Brady Aiken and the Astros organization. They believe he's got elbow ligament problems, and they've decreased his signing bonus package three times. He was originally slotted to make $7.9 million as the top pick on the draft board. The Astros then decided to offer him $6.5, but after he failed a pre-physical exam before the contract was signed, they cut it to $5 million and now to $3.1 million. The report is that Aiken has a deformed ligament in his elbow. It's not torn nor frayed, but it is a different size, and if damaged, the team might not be able to do graft surgery to repair it. Aiken has seen Dr. James Andrews as well as four other doctors. His agent is now talking to the union about interceding. Friday is deadline day for draft picks to sign their contract. Otherwise, they cannot play pro baseball. Milwaukee unable to make contact with grieving shortstop John Segura. He left the team over the All-Star festivity weekend to go back to the Dominican to bury his nine-month-old son. Club has not been able to talk to him since. Cuban star slugger Alfredo Despaigne, exiled from the Mexican League with three forged passports, has signed with the Chibolati Marines in Japan. He becomes the third star player from Cuba to go to Japan within a year. Trade, Texas, Kansas City. Rangers of ship pitcher Jason Frazier goes to the Royals for a minor leaguer. Seattle and Kansas City, meanwhile, discussing a deal for Royals designated hitter Billy Butler. Major League Baseball, the commissioner's office and Fox TV taking huge criticism for not saluting Tony Gwynn and his passing any time during the four-hour Fox TV broadcast. The network says it did a salute to Gwynn on Fox One, their sub-network pregame show. Oakland A's owner Lewis Wolf says he will re-examine a proposal to build a new stadium on the Coliseum site. Baseball's blocked all of his other moves to build elsewhere in Oakland and obviously build in San Jose. Cleveland Indians owner Paul Dolan says Chief Wahoo, the smiling Indians logo, will remain with the team. Ozzie Guillen, the fired White Sox manager, wants to leave ESPN. He wants to return to Major League Baseball. In Arizona, Bronson Arroyo, their frontline starting pitcher, undergoes elbow ligament transplant surgery yesterday. The tear not as bad as first feared. Doctors indicate he will be out only till next July. And bad news for the Red Sox, Will Murderbrooks, the third baseman, rehab assignment, has now left that workout because of an injured wrist. In football, the Chargers getting ready to open their camp a week plus from now, and they may not have right guard Jeremy Clary, likely candidate for the PUP list because of off-season surgeries. He missed all the OTAs. Cowboys have released veteran quarterback Kyle Orton. He missed all the offseason workouts while contemplating retirement. Now they're not going to bring him back. Brandon Whedon becomes the backup quarterback to Tony Romo. Romo, by the way, is recovering from back surgery. New England has lost defensive tackle Armon Armstead. Former USC star has announced his retirement because of blood clot problems. Armstead suffered a heart attack while he was at the University of Southern California. Buffalo Bills have signed free agent linebacker Sylvester Stevenson, former Pittsburgh Steeler. Green Bay tight end Jeremiah Finley has had his injured neck re-examined for a third time. He wants to play this coming season. Packers have yet to offer him a contract, Pittsburgh expressing interest in him. Buffalo Bills icon quarterback Jim Kelly, facing more chemotherapy treatment for cancer of the sinus cavity, told reporters at a football camp he's not afraid of dying. The NFL has refused comment on Aaron Hernandez's probe, in which 33 pages of text messages between Coach Bill Belichick and the tight end were confiscated by the prosecution. Those text messages occurred in the three-month span before the shooting incidents involving Hernandez. Report in the New York Times says the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, which has begun a probe of the illegal distribution of painkillers, is targeting NFL trainers first, then will go after doctors. Darren Sharper, former Green Bay Packers safety, then with the NFL Network before he was fired, has had a court appearance on date rape cases in Los Angeles postponed till the month of August. And in college football, USC has signed a one-year deal to play Alabama. They'll open the 2016 season at Jerry Jones Cowboy Stadium. In basketball, Charlotte Hornets have signed free agent guard Lance Stephenson of the Indiana Pacers' three-year, $27 million deal. Cleveland Cavaliers have signed another ex-Miami Heat. James Jones, a guard, will join LeBron James in Cleveland. Orlando Magic have signed Luke Ridenour, a guard from Milwaukee. Indiana Pacers have signed Detroit Pistons guard Rodney Stuckey. Golden State has signed free agent guard Brandon Rush of Utah. And the Washington Wizards have signed DeJuan Blair, a forward from the Dallas Mavericks. NHL hockey, New York Rangers have signed Matthew Lombardi, a veteran center. He's formerly with Calgary and Toronto, played last year in Switzerland. And the Arizona Coyotes have signed free agent forward David Moss from the Calgary Flames. Del Mar kicks off the summer horse racing season. More than 44,000 expected Thursday afternoon where the surf meets the turf. And Forbes magazine, in a survey, says the most valuable franchises in sports are in the English Premier League and in Europe. Real Madrid's worth is $3.4 billion, according to Forbes. FC Barcelona was the second most valued professional sports franchise at $3.2 billion, and Manchester United at $3.1 billion. The Yankees are ranked fourth, and tops in baseball at $2.58. Dallas Cowboys are tops in the NFL. They're ranked fifth at $2.3 billion. The Dodgers are ranked sixth at $2.2 billion. Top NBA franchise, the New York Knickerbockers at $1.4 billion. Lakers have dropped in value down to $1.3. And the most valuable NHL franchise, Toronto Maple Leafs, at $1.1 billion. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday.